Welcome everybody to another season of the Rose Centric Ladder Podcast. I'm your host CJ, and I was supposed to have two special guests. I still do, but these special guests kind of gave me the runaround for about a month. They were actually my daughters, and we were going to pick our top five favorite Disney films. And every time I asked them, they just kept putting it off. And I finally said, that's it. I need to find two new guests. And I think I found a pretty stellar crew. First and foremost with me, I have from Tis the Podcast, Anthony Caruso. Anthony, welcome to season number two of the Rose Such a Gladder Podcast. I don't think you've been on this variation of my three-headed monster podcast.
I have not.
How are you, man?
I'm honored to be here. Glad to be here. So thanks for having me.
Awesome. That was short and brief. You do not sound excited. Excellent. Second up, we have one of the heaviest hitters in all of the Christmas podcast game. From the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, it's Jerry Davila. And I did not call you Jerry Da Silva this time. Because on my original podcast, I introduced you as Jerry Da Silva. You didn't say a word, and you were a fantastic guest. So I pronounced it right this time.
Yes. Hermano. Yeah. Always, yeah. Brother from another mother and all that stuff. Thanks for having me, man. I'm excited for this one. Some cool stuff. It was really hard to come up with the list, I'll tell you. But I'm excited.
Yeah, I kind of found it not so hard, but really truly understanding what were actual Disney movies and not what would you call it, Mandela effect, kind of just right, assuming yeah. They were like Disney movies. So yeah, no, I'm glad you guys came. We kind of planned this last minute. We're actually going to record a podcast after this for Jerry, a watch along. Stay tuned for that, but we'll plug that at the end. So you know what? This is episode one of season two, I'm calling it, but I got to ask you guys, how was Christmas 2024 for you guys?
It was amazing. I got to be with family. It was just nice and intimate in the morning, just us. And then we went to the in-laws later on in the day and he made some ham. And I mean, it was good stuff, man. It was really nice.
Awesome. What about you, Anth?
Christmas 2024 was great. But it was also, the final Christmas in the first chapter of my life. Those who know me personally know about that. So yeah, Christmas 2025, I'm really looking forward to a new chapter, new me, happier me. So yeah,
happy for you too. Yeah. Those that don't know, Anthony was in New York and now he is in Florida, so that's quite a drastic change, I would say, especially weather wise but
yes.
What about this year? Are you kind of bummed? Like, are you going to go back to New York or are you going to stay in Florida?
Probably Florida.
But, oh, okay. Who wants to spend Christmas in a tropical climate anyway? Come on.
Man. I got the reference, but yeah, they're my parents.
Oh, so they're going to come out?
They have a place down here, so.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, nice. I forgot. Like, middle, high class.
So I know, to, yeah. They're the richies.
It must be nice, guys. You know what? Yeah, awesome. We got a house here. Cool. We got a house there. You know what? Go to hell. I don't want you on here anymore. No, but it's kind of weird talking about Christmas right now because we're 9 months removed. We're actually to the day, 3 months away from Christmas today. And I feel like we sound like old people when we talk like this, but time does seem to go faster. Whether it's relative or not, it just does seem to go faster as we get older. And I feel like we were just in May. I felt like it was just May. I was starting umpiring on top of many other things. And now we're almost done September into the spooky month. I'm excited, but time needs to slow down just a little bit because we're getting old, man. Maybe not Anthony. How old are you, Anthony? 37?
Monday after this recording, I'll be 36.
Oh, okay. So 36. Yeah, you're still young. Wow. So happy early birthday. So what is that? October 3rd? No.
September 29th.
September 29th, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My math is amazing, guys. You got a nice whip. Well, yeah, so let's kind of get into this, guys. I guess we'll go one by one and go from five to one. I think mine might be a little bit controversial, but I don't think it will be. I'm not sure. We might also have kind of the same list, but so who do we want to start with here? Let's start by alphabetical. Let's go Anthony. Anthony, what in Disney, I guess Disney Pixar, I don't know how many Pixar has done, whatever. We're going to say Disney. What is your number five favorite movie?
My number five. So I actually picked, as Jerry said earlier, it's kind of Disney proper. It's kind of slim pickings. So this may not be considered a, it's a movie. It's a short. It's a Disney short. Does that count?
Yeah, of course.
And that would be 1952's Pluto's Christmas Tree, where Pluto and Chip and Dale go to war in Mickey's Christmas tree, and Mickey has
Yeah.
no idea what's happening in his house.
An absolute classic, man.
Yeah, love
Do you remember
it.
the first time you got to watch that or no? Do you remember how old you were?
That one's been with me since my whole life. I don't remember the first time, but that one still, if I see that one, I have to sit down and watch it. Like,
Amazing.
it's just so warm and nostalgic. It's that old Christmas Disney draw animation style. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. The colors, right? The colors have like a certain color palette that as soon as you see it, it's like, well, that's classic Disney. It's and I don't even know how to describe it. It's something about it where it's like almost glowing a little
Yeah,
bit.
it's that old style animation and the way it comes off, and it's kind of like a bit of a washed color because it is old, but
Yeah.
man, it's definitely nostalgic and it's not on my list, but I kind of regret it now, but it is what it is.
Right.
I would just like to add the footnote. It's at number five only because it's not a proper movie, and the task was a movie.
Well,
Otherwise,
I have a short on mine as well.
I do too.
I consider them to still be, movies. It's almost like Rudolph and Frosty. They're considered like shorts or shows, but I still consider them Christmas movies. You know what I mean?
The only reason I don't is because I don't want to put them on the same ranking list. So I'm like, no, that's not worthy. Special.
Smart. Yeah, I get you. I got you.
What
Trying
about
to be
you, Jer?
flaky. So I went, this one has a lot of nostalgia for me because of my daughter. And it's a Very Merry Pooh Year. So this is
Oh,
with
wow.
Winnie the Pooh. It's actually a combination. So they had the New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh in like the late 80s, early 90s. And so this was a couple of two like different episodes that were smashed together into a movie. And my daughter, when she was 1.5, my firstborn, somehow my mother-in-law really got her into Winnie the Pooh to, and she's still into Winnie the Pooh this day. And she, you know, she's 13.5 now. So it's she loves Winnie the Pooh. And so I remember sitting down and watching this with her and just kind of laughing and seeing her smile and giggle and just everything. So for me, this one holds a lot of like dad vibes, and
Yeah.
it's good. It's a cute little story, and you know, Winnie
I
the Pooh
honestly
can't
can
find.
say
Yeah.
I can't rem I'm sure I've watched it, but I can't remember it like right
It's one
now.
of those, like, I bet if you saw it, like
Yeah.
parts of it, you'd be like, oh, that one, you know.
Yeah. You kind of struck a chord there with me, not even just for the movie, but saying your daughter's 13 and a half. I feel like you and I connect now because we have daughters so close in age and we
Right.
sit there on like Messenger and like, what's
I just want to
happening,
be
man?
clear. Is
For real.
Mary, is this a Christmas one where Pooh tries to send the letters to the North Pole and they
He
blow
tries to
back?
send the letters to the North
Yeah.
Pole,
Okay.
and then like they get lost, and so then he ends up trying to walk there, but then everybody's sad, and so he comes back. But then
I
there's
remember
it's
this
tagged
now.
on to where he can't find his present for Piglet, and so he gives presents to everybody except Piglet, and he's like feeling so bad, and Piglet's so neglected, and it's not till like spring he finally finds it, and then he
Yeah.
gives it to him. So
I
you know,
remember
it's
it now. Yeah.
this is a great choice. Just couldn't make my top five, even though Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore are top Disney characters for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good stuff.
But I was saying that Jerry and I kind of more so like I think we realized we had daughters similar in age probably like last year, but more this year we've
Yeah.
talked about it more because I feel like this is the age now where they're like they're finding their independence obviously and
Right,
all like
right.
and I feel like him and I always talk about like oh they used to be our buddies but now it's like a lot different and you're trying to like grasp on and hold on but they're trying to be their own person so you got to let go for a bit and
Yeah, and it's
definitely having
tough.
issues with that. I don't know if you are but
Big time, big
I feel like
time.
they
It's
hate me these days like even when I come pick them up they don't talk and I'm like how was school they're like it was fun and just like hopefully this year we can watch some Disney movies
and
I
I know we
did.
did the same thing, right? I know we did it too to our parents. I'm sure we were just like, yeah,
Yeah.
it was all right. It was fine.
I was always
Yeah.
like,
I
I
can't
think.
imagine you like that, Jerry, even as a kid.
Yeah, I would imagine Jerry being like so chill. Like, I feel like I wasn't like that. But then, like, if you were to get the crystal ball out and let me see myself, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I was a total dick. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'll get
It's
to
yeah, it's
my.
like want to
Sorry,
hold
go ahead, Jerry.
on. Yeah. So we just you just can't.
Yeah, I'll get to my number five. It's a classic here. I guess it's considered a short because I don't think it's that long, but it would definitely be a Mickey's A Christmas Carol. I love it. I probably watch it 8 times a year on Disney Plus. It's just so damn good. I'm a big Christmas Carol guy, and I
Yeah.
just love that version of it. And it's so homey. It's like a warm blanket you could put on. And if I'm falling asleep some nights, I'll put it on just as background noise because it makes me feel so good. But
Yep.
that would be my number five.
Well, I'm just gonna jump in here with my thoughts because this is actually my number four, so we
Oh,
I'm
okay,
next
nice.
anyway.
Mine it's a
We're
little
kind of
higher for me,
similar.
but yeah.
So I couldn't agree with you more, CJ. This one, that again, that warm classic animation style, the classic Disney voices, and just taking a perennial classic and boiling it down to a 20-minute short and doing it faithfully is actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, oh, for real. Yeah.
How well they did with how short it is like it's a testament to how good they were back
And
in the day.
it's also a top, not just a top five Christmas movie, it's a top five adaptation of a Christmas Carol for me. And I just want
Yeah.
to point out two things I love about it. One, Marley, aka Goofy's, whoa, as he falls down
Oh yeah. My
the
kids and I do that all the time.
steps. And it's not a favorite moment, but man, you are soulless if you don't shed a tear when Mickey is crying at his son's grave.
Oh
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
it's all together. It's fantastic. I don't cry often at it anymore with it anymore. But when I was younger, that part really would like just destroy me.
And then right after you were scared out of your mind with Pete in the grave, right? Throwing
Oh
Scrooge in the grave.
yeah.
But this is probably, at least for most of it, is probably our first experience with A Christmas Carol, right? This is where we learned the
It was,
story.
yeah. Yeah.
And so it also holds a special place because of that. Yeah.
100%. What about you, Jer? What's number four since we already got yams?
My number four is The Santa Claus with
Wow.
Tim Allen.
That is
This
disrespectful.
I agree with that, and I'm not ready to talk about this one. I'm curious to hear your
The
thoughts.
only reason it's this low is because it's a little depressing for a lot of it. There's some family members and friends of mine that went through like messy divorces and custody battles, and so for me, there's a lot of that kind of that baggage wrapped up into it.
Damn
And it's
it, I
still a
didn't even
fantastic
think
movie.
about
Like,
how I'm
I
going to
love
view
the
it this
movie.
year.
What's
I did
that?
not even think about how I'm going to view it in that context this year.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you just now you ruined Anthony's Christmas.
But that's the only reason. I mean, it's fantastic. I love Tim Allen has a great look when he's Santa Claus. I mean, the
In
North
this
Pole
film.
is great. Yeah, that's what I mean. In this one.
Agreed.
The other ones, it kind of slides. But it's just the North Pole looks great. I want to try Judy's like chocolate, or her hot chocolate sounds amazing. It's just like everything's cool about it. It's and like I said, the only reason that it's a little bit lower is because of some of that emotional baggage. So it's no fault of the film. It's really just my own kind of personal experiences. But I do remember seeing this at the little theater in my parents' hometown. It was like a couple of days before Christmas, and we were at my grandma's, which is about an hour away from us, and we saw it in the theater. And I remember having the popcorn, and it was awesome. When the Elves with Attitude comes out, and so
Tinsel, not just for decoration.
I still
Sorry.
use that quote every day.
Yeah. So, number four for me would have never even been on my list up until probably the last year and a half because I finally gave it the old college try. Because I would just talk so much shit about it because I was never a big fan of these things. And so, number four for me, I probably watched it 5 times in the last year because it's really grown on me. And I think it's one of the cutest things. It's the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, love it.
Yeah,
Love it.
it should be higher on a lot of people's lists,
It's
but
higher on mine. Yeah.
this is a Disney movie? I
It
didn't.
is.
What?
Yeah.
Is it
Yeah.
actually? Because I looked it up. It said it was.
I
Why don't you
think
look it up
Disney,
right now,
I'm
Anthony?
looking it
Owns
up.
the Muppets at that point.
Back check it.
I know.
I'm fact checking right now.
Let's see.
It was released by Walt Disney Pictures in December 1992. It was
Let's
produced.
go.
Oh.
Anthony's like, shit, I didn't put it on my list.
I would have knocked Pluto's Christmas tree off because I thought I needed something else. I
Well, you
needed.
can still change it officially, but yeah, like especially Mike Westfall, he really likes it, and he was
Yeah.
urging me to watch it. So I finally did. I sat down and watched the whole thing. It's I don't know, it's just sweet. Like
Yeah.
it's a sweet film, and I started to love it. But I will never like It's a Wonderful Life. Like I've tried it so many times. It's on my hate list.
I get it. I
Muppet
do get
Christmas,
it.
it's the same thing like for you, Jerry. When you watch Santa Claus, it reminds you of like divorce and stuff.
Yeah.
When I watch that, it reminds me of depression and suicide, and that's nothing I want to consider with Christmas, although I know a lot of people go through those emotions.
Right.
It's not a Christmas film to me, but Muppet's Christmas Carol finally won me over. I gave it a try, and it's one of the sweetest Christmas films you'll ever see.
And a lot of the dialogue is taken straight from the novel too. I think it has the
Yeah.
most like straight from novel dialogue out of all the adaptations, is if I remember
Absolutely.
correctly.
Yeah. So now that Anthony's pissed that he
he
officially
lost
has
his.
Pluto's Christmas in front of Muppet's Christmas Carol.
We'll retcon. We'll retcon it.
Let's go with number three here, Ant. What's your number three?
Well, number three, it was going to be Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas, but I am putting him up at Christmas Carol. I'm putting him up at Christmas Carol number
Fair.
four and bumping up Mickey's Christmas Carol to number three. So
Oh, gee.
I'm up
He's
at Christmas.
officially changing the list.
That's why Santa has to check it twice. It's not
That's
always
right.
right the first time.
No, that's true. No, that's, I mean, obviously, makes sense.
Yeah.
So I similar to you, CJ, I was never exactly high on this one. I thought it was cute, it was fine, but it was never one of my favorites. Mike Westfall, he's a huge fan. Julia is a huge fan to the podcast, and so I started looking at it through different eyes, and I just ended up falling in love with it. I think Gonzo's Charles Dickens and his buddy Rizzo
With
are two of the
Rizzo,
best
man.
Christmas characters
Amazing.
ever. And I cannot believe they haven't not done an ornament of those two yet in
Well,
that
they
in
did
costume.
Kermit and Robin, when he was Bob Cratchit.
And Disney this year, Disney World, it's an exclusive, has Kermit and Miss Piggy as the Cratchits.
Oh, that's
Oh,
cool.
wow.
That is cool.
But yeah, I love this one. And what makes it so special, not only again is it a proper adaptation just of Muppets. You could put human actors in and not change much of the dialogue, it would still work. But yeah, Michael Caine as Scrooge playing it. If you put him in any other live action version of A Christmas Carol with that same performance, you wouldn't have to change a thing. He plays it so
Right.
straight
Yeah.
and serious, despite the fact that his co-stars are Muppets, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
For sure.
And since we brought him up, big shout out to Mike Westfall for putting us on to Muppet's Christmas Carol, or at least forcing me to watch it. And I think he celebrated as of yesterday, the 24th of September, a birthday, correct?
He did,
So
yeah.
happy birthday, Mike. The only reason we know that is because we have you on Facebook and Discord, but we love you anyway.
He was recording with us the day before. Didn't even mention his birthday was the next day, so
Oh, you
that's a
didn't
real
know?
man right there. You do not
Oh.
big up your birthday. We're grown
Right.
ass men. We don't need birthday thank yous. You know what I mean? That's how I feel anyway, but I'm a weirdo. Well, what about you, Jer? What is your we're on number three, yeah?
Yep,
What's your
so
number
mine
three?
is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay,
So
that's perfect because
I
that's mine
like.
too, so let's discuss it.
Okay, so.
I
This
Anthony's changing all his list around as we're talking.
Anthony's gonna ask for a re-record right now.
This is another one that I remember going to see in the theaters. And I remember it because it was a Saturday when we went, and because in, how Cinemark would always have like the little arcade section before you like go into the actual theaters. It's like right when you walk in the lobby and there was like a little arcade. This is the first time I saw Mortal Kombat 2 video
Oh,
game in
wow.
arcades, which was like
Legendary.
huge in my life. Like we would go play video games in, when we were 12 years old, and we would just go to the arcades and play. So became big part of my life. But I love it. I don't really like musicals unless there's like animated for some reason. So this one like works. I love the songs. It's Danny Elfman from Oingo Boingo. He did the music, and it's a nice little love story, but also it's like someone discovering their love of like Christmas, kind of, if you think
Yeah.
about it. And so it's just, it hits me on all those right notes, and it's quirky and Tim Burton-y, and it's just, I love it.
Look at the way Jerry talks all articulate. He's so much better than me, way better than I would have described it. But I did not see it in the theater, but I remember seeing all the commercials for it because I was about six when it came out. Six or seven. It came out in what, 92?
92, yeah.
No,
93,
so I
no,
was.
93,
It came out in
93.
'93, same year as Hocus Pocus, because that's why Disney moved Hocus Pocus to July and put Nightmare in.
That is so funny. Why does Nightmare Before Christmas feel so much older than Hocus Pocus?
I
To
think
me,
it's just
anyway.
because it's stop motion, right? And
Yeah,
because
that's
like
true.
a lot of it's like a lot of the colors are kind of muted. They're it's not
Yeah.
like bright in your face 90s colors like Hocus Pocus is. I mean, you think about even just Bette Midler's hair, you know, and it's like bam. So
Yeah. So the first time I actually saw it was at my mom's friend's house. It was Randy and Wanda, and we used to live in an apartment building, and they used to live on the fifth floor. We were on the first floor, and I loved wrestling back in the day. So Randy would always, he'd have that black box where you got it for free, and he would invite
yeah.
me up for wrestling. And then it was one, I it must have been, I guess, in 94 at that time because it was out on VHS, but I think it was around the summer. And he asked us like to come up and watch it with his daughters, and I remember watching it, and I'm like, I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever seen in the entire freaking world.
Yeah, it was
And
great. I have a much different history with this movie.
oh yeah.
The first time I saw, I was very young. I mean, 93, but so I probably saw around 95, 96 for the first time, and I hated it the first time I saw it.
Really?
There are a lot of slow, like almost melancholic, almost depressing moments in this movie for a kid.
Yeah.
It's actually
That's
a
true.
very
Yeah.
adult, like animated film when you think about it. It's about a guy
Yeah.
having a midlife crisis in a sense.
I mean, you really, yeah.
And like you, but like you, Jerry, what I've grown to love about it is it's about a man discovering the joy of Christmas for the first time, embracing that joy, just wanting to bring it to his hometown, but then realizing in the end, you know, I don't have to change myself to make myself happy. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I agree. And unfortunately, Randy and Wanda, who invited me up for wrestling in these movies, they're not with us anymore. We lost Randy about, I'd say, 2 years ago, and we lost Wanda a year ago. So big shout out to them. Obviously, they
Rest in
cannot
peace.
hear me. Maybe they can, but they were some of the funniest and best people that you'd ever be around, the kindest people. Took me in. Were just amazing. So to have this memory of this movie and have it with them as well, it's very special, and they are missed very much. And their daughters are still around, and they're alive very much in spirit. So yeah, that's his what is that? We're done three, we're going on to two. So Anthony.
Wait, but I have one last thing. One thing I love about have you, I love the memes that have come out with this movie now. And it's gonna your listeners are gonna think I'm so weird, Jerry, because I brought up the Seinfeld 9/11 thing last time. Have you guys ever seen the meme where two girls are talking? It's like, it's weird how 9/11 became a national holiday. And the second one's like, oh no, that means, and you see Jack in the Forest with the Twin Towers as a door.
Oh my God.
And he opens it. And the next panel is him on a plane, and he's like, "What's this? What's this?" And then you just the final image is of the Twin Towers and a plane.
You are so morbid, and I'm
Oh
cutting this from
very
now.
macabre,
No, I'm playing. But yeah. What is your number two, Anthony?
Well, I'm not changing my list again. Nightmare Before Christmas is gonna just stay off of it. So my number two is actually Prep and Landing.
Oh, okay. I thought about putting them on here.
I think Prep and Landing is a wonderful modern Christmas special. It's interesting because people who know me and listen to my show know I hate Arthur Christmas because of the mix of technology. And this one is very technological, but they do it in a way that still feels magical and like Santa, like the candy
Yeah.
canes, and it's colorful and bright. And yeah, it's fantastic. I'm surprised we're only just getting a third movie this year, given how popular those first two
I
are.
agree. I was just going to say that, and I will say, I'll die on this hill. I think it was the last best little Christmas special that's come out, and it was probably what, 10 years ago it came out.
I'm trying to
Was it
animated. I'm
2009?
you're probably right. Animated wise, it probably is the last great one. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, no, I think it is, period. I mean, there's been a couple, like can't think of the name right now, but there's been a couple good little Christmas specials that have come out. But as far as, yeah, animated, definitely, because it has that little touch of Christmas that feels good, because all the new Christmas feels so, I don't want to say updated, but Maybe we're just all suckers for nostalgia.
I mean,
Just like,
I think we are for sure.
yeah. But no, I thought about putting Prep and Landing on here. It would be probably like 6 or 7 for me, but it does remind me of my girls. So it does pump up in nostalgia points. They loved it. But yeah, what's your number two, Jer?
So mine was Mickey's Christmas Carol, number two.
Yeah, rightfully so.
And we kind of already talked about
Yeah,
that.
we
But
did talk about it, but I knew it would be higher up on some people's list. But yeah, it could be higher than mine. 5 was a little low, but I know my next one is going to be a little bit controversial because some people didn't like it, but I loved it. My number two actually is Jim Carrey's A Christmas Carol. I really
I
loved
forgot
it.
all about this one, and
I
I
thought you
love
were gonna
this
say
one.
One Magic Christmas. I was like, don't say it, don't say
No.
it. But I was like, good, okay. No, you know what though? You're right. It's a good version. It really is.
Yeah, I went to the theaters and watched it in 3D, and I absolutely adored it. I still love it. I'll watch it multiple times a year, but I know there's a lot of people that didn't like it, whether they don't like the animation, whether they don't like Jim Carrey, but I think him playing all those parts and all those characters was really cool. I thought I think they really did the story justice, and I thought he was fantastic in it, and I really still love it. There are some parts that are super scary, like the kids might not like, but I really
The
love it.
chase at the end.
Or the kids underneath the robe there,
Oh
and
yeah.
like when that
I
part
always
would
forget that's
happen,
in
and my
there.
girls were young, they're like, "Nope, I'm out of this room," and they would peek around the corner and wait till it was done. They did not like that, but yeah, that is my number two.
I hate that I forgot about this movie because this is my favorite version of A Christmas Carol.
Is it really? Oh,
It's
nice.
mine too. Well,
It's
I love the
very
original.
faithful for the most part, apart from the carriage chase.
Except
It's
for the
pretty
carriage, right?
faithful.
Yeah, or the carriage
Yeah,
chase.
which was
Well,
actually pretty cool,
but it
especially in
was.
3D.
I remember seeing it and being like, I don't remember this in the book. It's like,
Yeah.
did I forget? Did I?
I
I
think
want to give
they.
a shout out to the score, because the
Yeah,
score
the
is
score is great.
Yes.
beautiful. If I ever need a pick me up like at work or something where I can't watch the movie, I'll listen to the
Yeah.
score because it's some of the best like orchestral Christmas music.
I agree. And I feel like we've discussed that before, Anthony. It was like one of the most underrated Christmas scores of all time, I'd say.
My favorite piece from that score, just for the record, is when they're flying over London with the Christmas
Me
tree.
too.
Oh
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, absolutely, man. I totally agree. Okay. We're down to the nitty-gritty here. I feel like me and Anthony have the same number one. So let's get to it, Anthony. What is number one? And was it filmed in Oakville, Ontario, Canada?
It was indeed. We are talking Tim Allen's The Santa Claus.
Absolutely, man. I think this is the undisputed number one. Jerry.
I don't know. I think Mike Westfall might agree with me on number one.
I already know. Oh, Christ.
Well, this first one is actually very this first one I feel is timeless, where the sequels are not. The look of the North Pole's never looked better than in this movie.
Yeah, it's
Agreed.
fantastic.
His suit has never looked better than in this movie, the coat, and his look as Santa has never looked better.
Yeah.
The sequels fell into a trap. They tried to go more modern tech, I guess, at the North Pole. But I love the old woodsman craftsmanship in this one.
Yeah, I loved everything about it. I loved the way his bed looked. I loved the whole train going across the whole room. Just the way the look of the North Pole, especially the workshop. And I think this is the best suit ever made in Christmas history of film. I don't know how to explain it, but there's little designs on
Yeah,
the
a lot of
Santa.
detail.
They almost look like crop circles back in the day, but I don't know what
Yeah,
they
no, I
were.
know what you mean.
But they
Yeah.
look so good, and I love them. I love the whole suit. I love Tim Allen in it. I love the scenery. I love that it's filmed at pretty much half an hour away from where I live, and I can
I
go visit
also
those
love.
areas. And you can also see a beer store in the background, which you don't have in the U.S. It's actually called the beer store.
Oh,
There is a Denny's though. It's an
there
American
is a Denny's.
institution.
There's a Denny's. Yeah.
I also love the reindeer in this film. In the sequels, they became too cartoony. I hated the sequels. They gave
Explain to me how they
that.
look better in this one in 94 than they did. Like, I don't know.
100%.
Yeah.
Too much CGI. Like, they rely on CGI too much nowadays.
Yeah, I
And I
agree.
feel like there's something about having a practical puppet that just plays better because the light hits it in more realistic ways. And
Shout out to Santa Claus the movie where their reindeer, Donner and Blitzen, look awesome too, and because they were animatronic puppets. But two things I want to point about this. One, his first descent into the North Pole when the Christmas bells are playing and everything, and everyone's looking up at him is magical. I love that scene.
Very much so.
And I want to give credit to the writers for making Neil a nuanced character. Like in a lesser script, the stepdad would have been the villain, right? But this guy actually cares about the kid, and there's a nice little redemption arc for him in the end, and he's a great character, so.
And shout out to Neil's Coogee sweaters, okay?
Love the scene where Bernard is chewing on his Thanksgiving, eating his leftover Thanksgiving sandwich or something. He's like, "Did we make this?" And he's going back, trying to look through his sweater. Also, the elves in this one, they cast way better child actors or older teen actors than the elves in later movies. So,
I agree with
end
that.
series.
And let's be real. Well, I also love well, we're kind of fast forwarding a bit to the TV series, I guess, like the special they had where the girl where he said he was lactose intolerant, he goes back and she's back living with her parents in the same house. I really love that scene, like the little
That was
call.
great. That was cool.
I love the
But yeah, so
continuity of it all is fantastic.
Also his mug was perfect.
oh, it
That
was amazing.
pewter reindeer mug I still want. Disney sells a cheap plastic one now, which I have, of course, but
Yeah.
I want a real like
The real one. Yeah.
Etsy
And you
makes
bought the PJs
replicas and they're
too,
like
the
230.
Scott
Yeah.
Calvin ones, the Santa Claus ones.
I do have the PJs.
Oh, that's cool.
Have you worn them since or no?
Oh
Only
yeah, I
for
haven't worn them
special
since moving to
occasions.
Florida, but I'll dig them out after Halloween.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I love it. We're gonna get Anthony all his glory here.
Nice.
Okay, so me and Anthony's number one was obviously the Santa Claus, and Jerry's gonna come ruin it all.
Yep,
And
with the Muppet Christmas Carol. So this is one that I wanted so badly to see in the theaters, but Home Alone 2 came out, and so we saw that one instead. And but we as soon as it was out on video, we rented it, and this is one that I can watch like three or four times a year. Like when I'm on Disney Plus and trying to decide what to watch, and I just can't decide, and nothing sounds good, I'll usually end up settling on the Muppet Christmas Carol. I mean, Gonzo and Rizzo, their banter together, it's amazing, and have an animal. Just it, there with the whole electric mayhem, but playing like acoustic, 18th century or 19th century instruments is just it's makes me laugh every time. So
I did not know it opened against Home Alone 2. Talk about tough competition for Muppet Christmas Carol,
oh
considering
yeah.
coming off Home Alone 2 is a sequel to the
Like
biggest
one of
comedy
the
of all time.
biggest, yeah, exactly. So I was the same age as Macaulay Culkin, and I was like, this is like he had this in the first movie. He wore the same jacket that I had, that big brown coat with like the plaid flap in the
Really?
background.
You
Yeah,
had that?
I had it, and I hated it until I saw Macaulay Culkin wearing it in Home Alone, and so then I don't know, I felt like a kinship, and I know it's nothing, but it's one of those where I was like, ah. If this guy can wear that coat and still defend his house, then I can wear this coat outside and be fine. But because of
So
that, I was
Jerry's
like,
just hanging around his house waiting for somebody to fucking commit a crime.
just
He's
making
like, I'm
deadly
waiting for
traps,
you in my jacket. I'm gonna absolutely put some fucking Lego on the ground.
But yeah, the Muppets was I grew up with the Muppets, just loved them all my life, and so when I got the chance to see it, I just. This one always makes me smile, and I can just watch it anytime.
It does make you feel good. And I know I'm newer to it. My love is newer for it, but I completely agree. It makes you feel good inside. It's like a warm hot chocolata.
I still love that opening Scrooge number.
Oh
Yes,
yeah.
yeah.
No, for
When
sure.
the cold
For
wind
sure.
blows, it chills you
Chills
to
you to the
the bone. Marley and Marley. I mean, they're just fun songs,
bone. Doomed Scrooge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that is our top five
Wait,
on our kind of.
one last thing about Muppet Christmas Carol, CJ. I'm sorry.
No
On the topic
worries.
of Marley and Marley, and going back to Michael Caine's acting, that's a 3-minute song. He's not acting against anybody. He's acting against two puppets and have to act like terrified old man. It's amazing.
Well, he's Michael Caine, man.
Yeah, Michael Caine, who retired from acting but is coming out of acting to be in a Vin Diesel movie after he turned down Chris Nolan. What a weird choice.
Yeah. What is, okay, we'll get into that
Weird
after.
choice.
Yeah, I
I
agree
don't
with
know.
you. Anyways, Christopher Nolan's amazing. Anyway,
Agreed.
so that is our top five on our kind of put together episode since my daughter's ditched me since they're in their teenage glory.
Yeah.
I felt like we did good though. I feel like that was a good first Burr Months episode. What do you guys think?
Yeah, this is
Oh, this
fun.
is fun.
I always have a good time with you guys. I try to keep it shorter
Same.
because we gotta record something after, but as we get talking, you know, I never
Some of
shut
those,
up.
they're just, yeah, they're
Anthony's
just
got a lot
fun.
of good points that are interesting, and Jerry just ruins everything by putting the Santa Claus number three or four. But no. So what do you
Blame
guys
my
have planned
family.
coming up? What do you got planned for, I guess? I think Thanksgiving is coming up, but not for you guys. For me, it is. It's in a few
Oh,
weeks,
right.
actually, October
Yeah.
13th, Canadian Thanksgiving. What do you guys got planned for Thanksgiving, or have you not planned that far yet?
Yeah, so Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, we're talking that one. We had a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles watch along. So
Oh yeah.
if you want to hear us give commentary while we're watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and if you want to listen to our commentary while you're watching it, tune into that because that was a lot of fun as well.
I love how I ask Jerry what he's doing for Thanksgiving, and he assumes it means podcasting. I meant like personally. He's
I'm
like,
sorry.
yeah, listen to my show.
It's the plug yourself part of the show.
No, but you know what?
You
We
know,
did
I
some
just
really good episodes. The watch along was fun. You guys should listen to it. I'm
That's a
sure
great episode.
Jerry's gonna do something super Mexican.
We usually, because my family is way down south, so I'll be up here with the in-laws, so it's pretty traditional. And then when we get home that night, because I have to work Black Friday because I work at a Christmas store,
Oh yeah.
we decorate the tree that night. So we put it up, we decorate, and we listen to the Time Life Treasury of Christmas and have hot chocolate and M&M cookies.
Oh, amazing. That sounds good. What about you, Anth? Your first Thanksgiving in Florida?
I'm pretty sure I will have company flying out to spend it with me.
Oh my. Do we want to talk about that or keep it hush hush?
Well, I mean, I have a
We'll
very
just say it's a
important
friend.
girlfriend.
Oh, my. You cheeky devil. Is it official or non-official or like in the middle of being official?
No, it's official.
Oh,
Ooh, good
wow.
for you.
Congratulations. You got a
Good for you.
girlfriend. And we're okay. What state does she live in? We won't say city.
She lives in Cali.
Oh, my.
Oh.
California love. Well, that's amazing, man. Hopefully you guys do something fun and
Yeah.
don't have too much fun. I mean, unless you want to be a dad next
Be
Christmas.
responsible. Be responsible is all we're gonna
She
say.
has two kids, so.
Oh,
Oh,
so you already
nice.
got a built-in family. You might as well add on.
Oh, that's
Anyway,
cool though. That's cool.
obviously people know where you're from, but plug your stuff quick so we can get out of here and record the next one because I've gone 20 minutes late.
Tis the podcast, linktree.com/tispodcast. I'll take you everywhere. And DC Unlimited, just search for 35 podcasts.
Amazing. Jer Jer. Jer Bear
And
Bear.
totallyradchristmas.com or linktree.com/totallyradchristmas, and it'll find me wherever you want to.
You can find me exactly where I'm at right now at the Rose Such Glatter podcast. And you can also find me on Instagram at Rose Such Glatter Pod. Don't send me weird DMs. Thank you. Other than that, happy September. We're gearing up for the Burr months. I will be back with multiple episodes per month. I do have my guests lined up. They will be a surprise, but you know, check my Instagram for little hints here and there and hope you enjoy season two. And I don't have any catchy thing to say when I say bye today. I'll think of something. Or maybe I did have something last year and I forgot it. Anyways, you guys have a great day. Thank you for listening and ciao, ciao. Arrivederci.
Ha 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 ha.